Commentator Dawn Turner Trice finds it hard to understand why families are willing to spend that kind of money on gifts, high-tech or otherwise.
Not so long ago, parents could fill their kids' Christmas stockings with an Etch-a-Sketch, a Lego set, even a jar of Play-Doh. You're thinking about buying your kid a Lego set this year? Why not Lego Mindstorms NXT? Your little darling can build a wireless robot and program it over a computer. The price tag, $249. At least they haven't figured out a way to make Play-Doh cost three figures. Not yet. I know my 11-year-old compares her Christmas list with her friends and often wishes for more expensive toys. But my upbringing was much more modest, and even though my husband and I could afford those things now, we worry about the message of entitlement. We know that beyond the world of toys and make-believe is a real world where millions of children face war, starvation, and disease. Many don't even have clean drinking water. Even in this country, about 12 million children live in poverty. We have to be careful that we aren't teaching our little girl it's okay for her to revel in relative luxury while other kids struggle to cobble up the basics. I want her to understand that her lot is not a birthright. It's a blessing. One of the most valuable gifts any parent can give this year is perspective, a reminder to our children just how fortunate they are. A trip to a soup kitchen, or just a trip down to the basement to bundle up last year's toys so they can be given to a charity. Such a gift is priceless, both for a kid in need and for one who has it all.
Commentator Dawn Turner Trice is a novelist for the Chicago Tribune and the author of the novel Only Twice I've Wished for Heaven. For some less expensive toy suggestions, go to npr.org/holidays. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.